This is Chapter 20, Podcast Pager. My first analysis is that gentrification can have positive and negative effects for the residents, with renovating investments increase, but the price of living increases in that area also, which might be too high for some, resulting in the residents having to move out. My second analysis is that public transportation could be the solution to problems created by large number of people driving automobiles. With public transportation, less automobiles will be in use, so pollution could decrease, and with less automobiles, traffic will be clearer, so faster transportation can be available. I believe urban sprawls are a waste of money and resources, and that cities growing vertically are more efficient. When I read the part about rush hour, it reminded me about when I saw a video with people in China, I think, when they were in a hurry to ride the subway in order to go to work or school. And I think that depicted rush hour in reality of how everyone was in a rush, but there were too many people, so it got super crowded. My book cover would have a lot of cars and people to represent bad traffic in urban areas because it's overpopulated, which I guess could also represent rush hour, and many stick figures but one house to show lack of houses and poverty, which is common in urban areas too. My catchphrase is urban challenges are life challenges.